Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It is good to be in the studio on a night where no one else in the radio industry dares set foot into their studio.
That's true. There's not a single other live person on the radio tonight.
I don't think there is. Seriously, I don't think there possibly could be.
Right. It's an unfounded claim, but I'll bet you it's accurate.
I've worked in this business for almost 8 or 9 years now, and I've never once seen anybody performing a live show on a Christmas Eve. Ever.
Yeah, especially this late in the evening. There's perhaps somebody who did their live weekend show during the day today, but, man, not at 8:07 p.m. Eastern.
No. So we're here, and we're here till 10 o'clock now Eastern, as we always are.
We're out west, so it's 8:05.
You mean our show is on the air.
Our show is on the air.
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon there, so it's possible that somebody's on the air live.
I don't believe it.
Out there at 5?
I don't believe it. All the music jocks are voice tracked.
Yeah.
All of the talk show hosts are making excuses and putting on the so-called best of shows. And I think that there are still people that listen to the radio on holidays, believe it or not. There's still people in their cars out there driving around. There's people that unfortunately don't have access to family, that are, living alone or possibly just by themselves, perchance, on this holiday season. So we're doing the show for you. And maybe those of you who are sitting around the fireplace up, with your family listening to Free Talk Live. It's certainly possible.
It could happen.
So anyway, we're here and we want to take your calls about anything. That's what the show is about. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, something holiday related, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. I don't know if I ever gave out the wrong number tonight, but the correct number, the Saturday night show number, 1-800-259-9231. See, we have a different number during the week because we do this during the week too.
We got to get those to be the same.
We will eventually, one of these days. 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, months of the show. We give them away to you. I mean, it's like a gift all year long, because there's no charge, and there never will be. So go get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to their website at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we're here doing a live show. We want to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. And already, man, which the calls are rolling in.
Oh, sure they are.
So we're going to the phones to TSA George in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I was calling basically to pretty much say to any Giants fans out there, told you so.
Okay, I'm not paying any attention to sports, so what are you talking about? Who is that you dialing those numbers, George? Somebody is dialing numbers, and it's not
numbers,
me.
George.
That's not me.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically I called because I found this article here how some of the mother's needs here.
Yeah, she's kind of hot, huh?
Damn.
Yeah, I saw those pictures, and wow.
Yeah, and a lot of people are, like, all pissed off saying she's taking advantage of the 9/11 thing. It's like, how is that? How is she the same as Bin Laden here,
I don't understand it. I mean, do you have to paint everybody in somebody's family with the same brush? It's so totally unfair.
Yeah.
It's like, 42.
I'm sorry, board up. I've got some audio in my headphones that's very distracting right now. I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of phone audio. Anyway, George, I don't understand it myself, why it is that people think that just because one person in a family is a bad egg, somehow reflects on the rest of the family.
Yeah, that's like, for example, your neighbor coming over and kicking your dog. Are you going to go kick his dog because he kicked yours?
Or shoot his child, for that matter.
Yeah, there's another thing, yeah. What is that noise?
You can hear it, too? All right, George. Well, I don't know, man. Maybe it's on your line. Well, I'm going to let you go, but thanks for the call. We really do appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Maybe it's one of those weirdo crossover things. Sometimes you pick up the phone and you haven't even dialed a number yet, and you can hear somebody else's conversation. Maybe it was one of those things. Anyway, yeah, it's not fair. I mean, sure, she's getting extra attention because of the fact that she's Bin Laden's niece, but so what? Nobody had to give her that attention. The news agencies didn't have to report on her. She could have just released... What was it? What is
she changed her name in order to be less Bin Laden-ish.
Really?
Yeah, her last name is now, oh, I don't know, Dubai or something like that. And it used to be Bin Laden. So she changed her mom's maiden name in order to have less recognition. And I understand that that was the same case for the family of Mr. Guillotine.
Really?
But they changed their name also.
You know, it's just so unfair. I mean, family is just family. They're just people. To me, family, and this is going to sound cynical and jaded, but to me, family is just a group of strangers that you happen to be born in the midst of. That's all they are. I don't have any responsibility whatsoever for what my drunken uncle does with his life.
Right, absolutely.
If he goes and touches his daughter or robs a bank or does something else terrible with his life, it has no reflection on me. And if somebody suggested that I was a bad person because I was in the same family as him, I would be insulted by that.
As well you should. I mean,
indeed.
It says nothing about you.
Let's go to the phones, too. Hopefully this phone will work. It's from the network. Let's go to David in Sacramento. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
David's going great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up the snow penis thing one last time.
Oh, God. Okay. You
well,
just can't get it up, David.
Well, because I think something's being ignored here. I can understand where Manwich is coming from, how, you know, if someone came in and took down someone else's snow penis, he wouldn't really care too much about it.
Okay.
But in the case of the snow penis, that's not what happened. It was the cops that did it, not an individual in the neighborhood.
That's true.
That didn't agree with the penis. It was the police, the state, the government, whatever, that came and took the penis down.
And they should be behaving even better than the average citizen, don't you think?
I would think so. I mean, but if someone, I mean, if an individual takes down the other person's snow penis, I don't see it as a violation of their right so much because he didn't take away their right to have the snow penis. But if the cops come and do it, you know, and you put it up again, you know that the cops or the government or whatever is going to come and take it down again. Therefore, you don't have the right to have that penis up. And if you think you do, you're just going to end up going to court, being jailed, if you just keep putting up that snow penis because you think you have...
Or at least the threat of that is there, even if it's not true.
Right.
Whereas, I can see that. That's a pretty valid point.
Whereas if a individual came, you know, you can, you know, you have the freedom, I guess, to go get that guy back if you wanted to, whereas you can't really go back, you know...
Yeah, you can't go down to the police department and
say, you guys took down my snow penis, I'm going to beat you up now. You know, you can't quite do that.
By the way, David, I noticed you're calling from Sacramento. We got good news for you. We are going to be on in Sacramento in about 2 weeks' time.
Really?
Saturday show. Yeah.
Do we know which station yet?
Yeah, look for us on KSAC, the progressive station.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm feeling progressive.
I called the other one here in Sacramento and left a message, but they've got that... Savage guy on.
Well, it should be really good for us, too, because it'll be our 13th affiliate, and we're on a whole bunch of traditional conservative talkers, but it'll be our first so-called progressive station. So it means that we can start advertising Free Talk Live out to more stations saying, look, we can fit on any radio station. Thanks
That's
for the call,
awesome.
David. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. On the way, will Santa Claus be harassed by the federal government for breaking lots of laws? And also coming up, women, gift giving, and expectations. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702- 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. And we're live on this Christmas Eve edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have updates. If you want to be kept up to date with the latest on the show, just join the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up. It is totally free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You know, lots of shows say they're live, but of course, when they're recorded, they still recorded having said live.
Of course.
So, I mean, you're never sure whether shows are live or not.
Well,
until you try to call, and all you get is neat, 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 neat.
That's true. And for the most part, if you're listening to Free Talk Live on a radio station, it's 95% chance that you're listening live. We do have a couple of affiliates that pick us up and rebroadcast us at another time. But for the most part, most of our guys are on board with us here. So
right.
We're going to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about, political issue, personal problem, you take control of the show. But we are going to have a bit of a holiday theme tonight. I mean, considering it is Christmas Eve. Not that I am a celebrator of Christmas. I'll participate in the whole Christmas thing.
just to be social. I like
you participating to be social. That's nice.
Yeah, I gotta get out of the house once in a while, you know.
It's your only day off a year.
We will be having the
I'll
day
tell
off.
You, my wife and my mother are not happy about this whole doing the show on Christmas Eve thing.
Why?
Why are they
tomorrow?
Not happy?
The fact that you're going to be with them all day tomorrow.
I'm not
going to
be all day with them all day tomorrow. My mother's going off and doing other stuff. We do
that's
Christmas
her
Eve
problem.
That's her problem.
And
yeah.
You're still going to have 2 hours of Christmas Eve remaining after we're done with the show. So let me go to the Toronto.
You're a hard, hard man.
Let me go to the Toronto Sun here. The question is: are you a bad gift giver? Now, this article was written by a woman, by the way. Does your partner or family cringe when they open your present on Christmas morning? You're not alone. Although tomorrow morning will find many folks overcome with joy, pleasure, and surprise at their gifts, just as many will be horrified at what they unwrap. Maybe even annoyed and even hurt. Especially women. I don't want to make guys nervous, but the reason for it is because far from thinking it's the thought that counts, there's a lot more to it. So for men, here's the goods on how a woman really sees her gift, according to Valerie Gibson, at least.
Okay.
Women see a gift from their partner as an indication, not just to the extent of a partner's thoughtfulness, but how much that partner cares about them. You feel like this is accurate so far, Manwich?
I say that if a woman generalizes about women, it's considered to be true by men, and it's not. It's just not. You can't generalize about women. My wife is completely unlike this. She is probably not going to give me a present for Christmas because she doesn't like Christmas. She doesn't
really?
Feel like gifts.
Wait a minute. Why is she upset that you're not there with her tonight if she doesn't like Christmas?
Because she knows that my mother cares.
Oh, okay.
Because she doesn't like Christmas and she doesn't care what I get her, and it doesn't mean anything to her.
So she's not like Valerie, at least.
No.
And I you know what? My lady's like that as well. And I feel the same way. Christmas to me, here I am being cynical and jaded again. Mm-hmm. Christmas to me seems like a kind of a silly holiday.
Well, they all seem like silly holidays to you.
I understand why. Okay, first of all, I understand that for Christians, the reason is the whole birth of Jesus, and that's why they celebrate Christmas. But the
Jesus was born in June.
That's allegedly why they celebrate Christmas.
Okay,
we don't have to get into the pagan roots of Christmas and all that unless you really want to.
I don't.
But. The whole gift-giving portion of Christmas is what seems silly to me. Look at it like this. I mean, if you want to boil down the Christmas gift-giving occasion, what you have is a group of people that get together, usually family members, they get together and they exchange gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They open the gifts up, and then everybody feigns as though they're appreciative of whatever it is that they've gotten. Most people are not going to frown at a gift or act as though they've been insulted,
right?
At least not in front of everybody else. So everybody, regardless of whatever it is that's inside the packaging, always acts as though, oh, thank you so much, even though it's some tchotchke that you're never going to use and you'll probably just put in a box.
I wouldn't say that that's
sell it to your next garage sale.
No, we have a large group of friends, and most people get me socks or,
yeah,
you know, some hair-cutting implement for some, you know, orifice that, you know, I have.
Right.
And, I use the things.
That's good, but what I'm trying to say is when you boil Christmas down to its essence, it's nothing more than an inefficient transfer of wealth. Because if I buy you something, Manwich, and it's something you already have, something you didn't need, something you don't want, then I have just spent money. I've just transferred, I don't know, not like I'd spent a lot on you, $10. I've just transferred $10 worth of wealth to you. In the hopes that it will be something that will be, you know, worth your while. But I could be totally wrong. And I think most gifts are probably off. I would say
hey, you know, if you invite me to your Christmas celebration and you don't cook my favorite meal, that's an inefficient transfer of wealth, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point?
Hold on.
Take my order before I come in?
I haven't finished yet, okay? If you were coming to my Christmas dinner, you get to bring your own plate.
Okay. Awful.
People do that all the time. They bring their own dishes. That's what I meant. They bring their own dish, and there's a variety of dishes. That way you can pick the stuff you like. Anyway, so you open up your gift. You discover that it's something you can't use. You say, oh, Ian, thanks so much for the gift. It's great. I really appreciate it. And then you take it home. You put it in a box. You sell it at the next garage sale. And you give me something. Let's say it just happened to be worth $10 as well. And I, you know, look at it and, well, It's nice, and I thank you for it, and I act as though I'm really appreciative of it. And to me, it is the thought that counts, okay? I would never be offended by anybody who got me anything. I don't care how big or small it is. But you've transferred $10 worth of wealth to me. I've transferred $10 worth of wealth to you, but when neither of us were really sure whether or not it would be effective. Neither of us were really sure whether or not that gift was going to be useful. So it might have actually just totally been nullified. Or it's possible that you might have actually hit the nail on the head and gotten me something that I'd always needed that I just hadn't happened to have gotten for myself. Because really, the things I need in life, I get for myself.
Sure.
Right.
I generally, you know, pick, if I need something, I pick it up already. I mean, I'm not going to wait till December the 25th to get it. But at the same time, it creates goodwill. And that's worth more than your $10. I mean, $10 is...
Wait. Okay, but
half hour's work or something?
Can't we create goodwill by just spending time with one another, having, you know, a good quality get-together with friends and family members without having to exchange this inefficient wealth transfer?
I don't think that it would be quite as effective. And different people enjoy different stuff. That way you get the opportunity to open gifts. Uh-huh. The children really get the good gifts. Right. And then the adults, you know, they get stuff, crap, and that's fine.
Now, a lot of more, money-grubbing people are really concerned about making out at Christmas. They're concerned at winning the Christmas wealth transfer. For instance, if you arrive at your party and the gifts are exchanged, you have spent X amount of dollars on the other people at that party, and each of those people have spent X amount of dollars on everybody else. So
sure.
The question is, who spent the most? As you pointed out, the kids usually have the most spent on them, and in return, the adults, really, kids rarely get anything for the adults, maybe a dollar store gift or something like
that.
So a lot of people are offended because, well, they didn't get as much back as they put out. So if I put $200 out into gifts, and I only get $100 back, that might hurt somebody's feelings, for instance, who was getting half the amount back. Anyway, I think there's some problems with this whole thing, and that's why a lot of people end up feeling hurt. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control of the show.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. We're here live, the Christmas Eve edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about gift giving. And again, we are here live in the studio. We want to hear from you. In fact, what's the worst gift you'd ever been given? What is the biggest miss? Because in my opinion, I think most gifts are, they're okay or a miss. They're tolerable or a miss. It's very rare that you get a dead-on accurate something that you really needed but hadn't yet taken the time to get for yourself, that sort of thing.
Well, I think that might be true for you because you need so little in your life.
That's true. Whenever somebody asks me what I want for my birthday or what I want for Christmas, my answer is always nothing. Please don't get me anything. I don't want you to waste your money on an inefficient wealth transfer to me. And because again, I get everything that I want for myself. And of course, we're talking about boiling gift giving down to its essence. Boil it down to the monetary value, because that's really what all the gifts are. The gifts are all worth a certain amount, and just trade money with everybody.
Oh, please.
I mean, and that's what it really boils down to. At least if you give somebody money, then you're not being inefficient. You're not getting them something that they can't use, because if you give somebody money, money's always the best gift. But then again, if you give me $100 and I give you $100, what's the point?
Look, the gift giving creates more value. It's synergistic. You giving me a gift and me giving you a gift, and if we both spent $10 on it, we create more than $10 worth of friendship. That's because you are a miser, my friend.
No,
you are Scrooge.
You don't create friendship by giving gifts to one another. You create friendship by spending time, having good conversation, doing adult things together.
That's completely inaccurate.
I don't agree with that at all. I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Does trading gifts, especially inefficient gifts, gifts that aren't necessarily something that is going to work for the other person, does that help create a friendship? Let's go back to this.
Not a real friendship, but good feelings towards the other person.
I can have good feelings without having to be given a gift. I feel good every day, man, which I don't know about you. I'm going to go back to this article from the Sun. No, you want to talk about sad. What is sad is this article from the Toronto Sun by a woman who is perpetuating this idea. She's perpetuating this idea that in order to show how much you love your female significant other, you must spend a lot of money and buy the right things, or don't buy the cheap stuff. And I can't stand this this idea, this concept. And I can't stand women and men. I'm sure there are men that act this way as well. But I can't stand people who act this way. The people that are offended by the fact that you got them something. Look, I spent my time and effort going out to get you something, period. You could appreciate that instead of being rude or angry about the fact that it's not exactly what you wanted.
Here's a package of wash rags, and you better like it.
Remember, I got my lady... Well, the first year I met her, I got her a pack of gum for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that you should start a relationship with this whole idea, this whole mindset that this woman had. Let me read some more of this for you here, because it's just amazing. According to this woman, she says that women judge that by how much effort their guy has put into finding out their personal details, needs, and preferences. Then they'll immediately work out from all of this where the relationship is at present and where it's going. So just by opening the gift, they're going to be able to figure out where it is their relationship's going. Because they're gold diggers. And if they didn't get an expensive enough gift, they're going to flush the relationship down the drain. Does anybody want to be with somebody like that? I don't understand.
I think that that's not necessarily what she's saying. It's a lot of what she's saying. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
But if you find the right gift, and it doesn't have to be expensive, but you happen to have spent the kind of time that she didn't tell you precisely what to get, but you knew precisely what to get, yes, the relationship is going well.
You'll score some points on that, that's for sure.
With them. Now, I don't have time for that crap, and I didn't, get married to a woman so that I could spend a lot of time doting on her.
Yeah.
I wanted a business partner in creating wealth for us.
Exactly.
Somebody who can help me with that.
If you're spending money on diamonds and all that other garbage, the last thing you're doing is creating wealth.
Now, it's a waste.
You're enriching her ego.
Enriching De Beers.
Yeah. So here's a few suggestions from this materialistic woman. She says perfume. She's making suggestions as to what to get and what not to get. I know men think it's the ideal gift to give their partner, but do you know which one is her favorite? She'll expect you as a woman. She'll expect you to, as women, see perfume as an extension of themselves, very personal. If you don't, if you don't know, she'll say you didn't care enough to find out. Also, beware getting her cheap stuff from a drugstore. Again, that shows you don't care enough. Undies. Yeah, I know you like to see her in those skimpy thongs and bras with nipple cutouts, but unless she's clearly indicated she's into porn star outfits, she'll hate them. Good quality, pretty lingerie is good, but bad if it's the wrong size. Too small or big, both will offend. I don't want to deal with somebody who's going to be offended by a gift that I get them. I'm not going to sit here and agonize over whether or not my significant other is going to be offended by a gift that I give them. Whoever it is should appreciate the fact that they were given a gift,
period. Well, don't you think you should get the right size?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to get a gift, you should do some research, you should know your stuff, and you should certainly get the right size. And certainly, find out what scent perfume she prefers. No doubt. No doubt about that. But I just think that people that are in this kind of a relationship, can this stuff really last? I mean, really, if you've got a relationship where all you do is agonize over making this woman happy with your gifts, how long is that going to go on for?
I don't know.
Would seem to be very limited to me. I mean, it would seem to be limited to the amount of time that you can keep hitting the nail on the head with the correct gifts to give this person. Or as long as you've got enough money in the bank in order to keep taking care of her. I mean, really. What is the worst gift you've ever been given? Have you ever had a situation with an unappreciative recipient? I would like to hear that. Both sides of it. What's the worst you've been given, and if you've been not appreciated by somebody? If your gift has not been appreciated. In fact, one of the worst kind of gifts, I actually have another friend of mine who was telling me that she gets every single year for Christmas. She's somebody that doesn't put on makeup. Every single year, her aunt gets her a makeup kit.
That's because her aunt wants her to wear makeup.
Obviously. And her aunt suggests that she should put it on. What, you don't want to look pretty, that sort of thing, blah, 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 blah. Really just pushing it on her. And she makes a point of letting her know that she's not going to use this. But yet the next year, another makeup kit comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an insult.
I don't think it is.
What? If somebody tells you one year, hey, you know what, I really appreciate the thought, but I don't wear makeup. I'm sorry, man, which I appreciate the thought that you got me this nail file, but I don't file my nails, and I don't think I ever will. So do me a favor and not ever get me this again. Well, you're going to get me another one the next year? That's a slap in the face.
If you've got long, disgusting nails, from my point of view, I might just do that. And I might get you a stick of gum so your breath doesn't stink so bad either.
Hey, no.
I'm not going to say it, really. But do you understand where I'm coming from? Her aunt sees it that she could be such a pretty girl if she wore makeup. Now, I'm sure that it's not the girl's opinion. I'm sure the girl's opinion that she looks fine and her boyfriend's opinion that she looks fine. But this aunt probably is one of these gals that, looks like Tammy Faye Baker.
Right.
With the blue. But that's the way it goes. So she's showing she cares.
I don't see how you can think still that you are showing you care after you've been rebuffed, after you've been told, stop it, stop getting me these things. Why can't you show that you appreciate and really care by respecting the other person's wishes? More coming back. Free Talk Live. You take control of the show.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Saturday night edition, the Christmas Eve edition. We're here live, unlike everybody else in the radio industry.
Unlike everybody else in the radio. Nobody would be this now.
No, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I want to hear the worst gift you've ever been given and how you handled it. Did you tell the person? Most people don't, right?
I wouldn't.
Most people just pretend like they appreciate it because that way the next year they're going to get something else that they don't appreciate. And we're actually reading this article from the Toronto Sun by this.
I was at a office function.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like one of those sort of you got to sign somebody to get a gift for kind of thing.
Secret Santa?
I don't know how secret it was. Yeah, I guess it was where you got to sign somebody and then somebody would get assigned you and that kind of thing.
And you don't know who it is?
We knew once it was given.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't know beforehand.
Right.
And a coworker got me a sex toy. I felt like an inappropriate sex toy.
Really?
Yes.
Was it something that was for you?
It was, yes. It was. I was to try it on and it would move and stuff.
You were supposed to put it on your unit?
Yes.
Interesting.
And I just thought it was awful.
Was it new? In new packaging?
Yes, it was new.
That's good. That'd be the worst. I mean, if it was open.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
800-259-9231. So your worst gift ever, how you handled it, and what do you think? I mean, am I way just totally out of line here, or do you agree with me? Do you think that you should be able to just get through a holiday without exchanging gifts and show appreciation, show affection, show love for the other person? Can't that be possible without the exchange of a gift? I think it totally is, and I think it should be. I think that should be encouraged. I want nothing to do with a woman that wants a bunch of gifts. Well, get out of my life.
I think that some great gifts that you can give are things that you made yourselves. I mean, the holidays are about eating. You can make cookies and
now
all kinds of...
absolutely.
I mean, those are some great gifts.
Consumables? Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good gingerbread cookies, that sort of thing.
There's lots of things that can be made at the holidays.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll take guacamole sauce and chips. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Put some tomatoes on top for red and green.
To me, it is really the thought that counts. So, 800-259-9231. Let's get a little more political, but still on the holiday side of things. Santa Claus. Did you know that this guy violates lots of federal laws?
No, but he does.
By doing what he does? According to the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org, when Santa Claus comes to town this week, you better watch out, because the federal government may be making a list of his crimes. The Libertarian Party warned today. Hark, the federal agent sing, Santa is guilty of nearly everything, said Libertarian Party Press Secretary George Getz. This is old, by the way. I think this has been floating around out there for a while. The feds know when Santa's been bad or good, and he's been bad, for goodness sakes. Does Santa belong in the slammer? Instead of stuffing stockings, should he be making license plates? Yes, said Getz. That is, if he's held to the same standards as your average American. For example, every December 25th, the illegal immigrant known as Santa Claus crosses the border into the United States without a passport.
Yeah, I guess he's probably a citizen of the North Pole.
He carries concealed contraband, which he sneaks into the country in order to avoid inspection by the U.S. Customs Service. And just what's in all those brightly colored packages tied up with ribbons anyway? The Drug Czar and Homeland Security really want to know. Already we're violating several laws here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Look at how this international fugitive gets around. Santa flies in a custom-built sleigh that has not been approved by the FAA.
That's the truth.
He never flies a flight plan. He has no pilot's license. In the dark of night, he rides the skies with just a tiny bioluminescent red light to guide him.
Hey, you know, he's going to be pretty fast because he hits all 24 time zones at midnight. Then on the same evening.
Well, that's one of the more fun articles, and I don't have it though. The one where they actually apply Santa Claus to physics. In the dark of night, he rides the skies with just a tiny bioluminescent red light to guide him. A clear violation of traffic safety regulations.
Mm.
Pulling Santa's sleigh, 8 tiny reindeer, a federally protected species, being put to hard labor. None of these reindeer have their required shots, and Santa's never bothered to get these genetically engineered animals registered and licensed. It's no wonder he keeps them penned outside his workplace in a clear violation of zoning laws.
But yeah, you couldn't keep reindeer at my house. It's against the rules.
But Crooked Claus, the conniving capitalist, harms more than just animals. He's hurting hard-working American laborers, too. Isn't Santa's workshop really Santa's sweatshop, where his non-union employees don't make minimum wage and get no holiday pay? Add to the fact that OSHA has never once inspected the place, and you have a third-world elf exploitation operation that only Kathy Lee Gifford could love.
That's an old joke.
No wonder Santa's able to maintain his monopoly over the toy distribution industry. He's cornered the Christmas gift market. Santa dares to give away his products for free in a sinister attempt to crush all competition, just like Microsoft's Internet Explorer. Antitrust lawsuit memo to the feds. Is Santa Claus the Bill Gates of Christmas? The bottom line, said Getz, it might be tough sledding for Jolly St. Nick this Christmas if the government decides to prosecute him. We're just surprised this hasn't already happened. After all, Santa Claus is everything that politicians aren't. He's popular, reliable, and gives us something for nothing every December 25th, instead of taking our money every April 15th. Good stuff.
Yeah.
800.
That's fun.
259-9231. Now, since we're talking about Santa Claus, coming up, we're here, by the way, all the way till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, so still plenty of time for your calls. If you want to share with us the worst present you've ever had, a horrible Christmas story, a great Christmas story, whatever's on your mind goes, it doesn't matter to us. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. But coming up, we are going to have a story about a substitute teacher that revealed to her class that there is no Santa Claus.
Oh.
You can imagine the crying that ensued. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control, 800-259-9231. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. We're here live, Saturday night edition, Christmas Eve edition. That's right, we're actually in the studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got lots of stuff, and it's all free. The bulletin board, system, archives, live streaming, and more. If you like the fact that we just give everything away, well, we'd like your vote in return. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All we ask you to do is do it once a month. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. You can cast your vote and help keep us in the top 5 podcasts in the world. Now, we're currently ranked at number 5, but that could change with your help. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, all you need is an email address. You punch that in, takes you less than a minute. Very simple process. Vote.freetalklive.com. Does a lot for us. It gets us extra listeners. So it gets us free press coverage.
It does.
And we really appreciate
it. We want everyone in America to have heard this show.
That can be your gift to us.
It can.
All right. So on the way, Santa Claus, some substitute teacher told her students that Santa Claus is not real. That's coming up hour number 2. But let's go to the email box. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. By the way, still looking to hear from you on the phones if you've got the worst Christmas gift ever or just some sort of horrible Christmas experience or something that just warmed your heart. Whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This one from George. Subject, Ian is the most religious person ever. Ian claims that he's an atheist. He says he doesn't believe in God. The truth is, Ian doesn't believe in your God. Ian worships an entirely different God altogether. Ian's God is the free market. Every time somebody shows any form of doubt about any matter that government currently handles, and where Ian doesn't have details about a free market solution to said government program, he proclaims his undying faith in the belief that the free market will find a solution. The free market is his religion, his faith, his God. And Ian is the Pope in this religion. So all I've got to say about that is, can I be a cardinal in this church? Love the show. Keep up the good work, from George.
That's really funny.
You know, he's pretty accurate there.
It's not inaccurate, yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit that I do have a lot of faith in the free market, and there's a reason for that. Unlike religion, which is totally based on somebody making something up at some point and passing it on down the line from generation to generation in order to control people, unlike that, my belief in the free market is actually based on evidence. Because when you look at a government program, whatever it might be, whether it be defense or transportation or the garbage collection, you can always find some sort of a privatized example of it. You can find some sort of marketized example of the marketplace handling that particular government function.
And doing it pretty well.
In a way that is far and above more effective than whatever it is the government is doing. So even though it's not happening all around the country, even though we don't have privatized solutions everywhere, there are some over. You know, there's a private ambulance service over here.
Yeah.
There's private trash collection over there.
Yeah, we just got a email that somebody was talking about the four options they have in trash collection.
Right.
In Colorado.
That's incredible.
I would. I'd really like that option.
Well, you know, competition makes everything better. My free market beliefs are based on reality. You know, they're based on evidence. They're based on the fact that force is a bad idea. And that's what government is. Government is force. It's telling people what to do, telling them how to behave, telling them what not to do. All enforced at the point of a gun. The free market is the voluntary solution. The free market says, yeah, we want to help old people in their retirement, but you should be able to contribute on your own. Not have money stolen from you by a gang of thugs. More coming up. Hour number two on the way. You take control of the show. We're here live. Christmas Eve edition. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.